Yes, I'm Chad Moldenhauer from Student MBA Tower.
This is like one of my most anticipated games, I gotta say. This is really exciting. Could you talk a little bit about like how you got the idea to make this game and like what the process was like?
Well, there's two parts to that answer. The first one is my brother and I always wanted to create video games, kind of run and gun, done in the classic style of Contra, something we've always wanted. So that mixed with our love for 1930s cartoons, we just slowly, you know, put our hands together, and this is what
That's really cool. So you're actually developing this in Unity, and you were talking earlier about how the challenges and then the rewarding part of that?
Yes. No, Unity's been perfect for development. We haven't had any problems with pushing the 2D graphics to the limit. So they've been very generous in helping us, and it's just, we've had almost no problem to go from final art and get it up and running.
Now your art is all hand-drawn, right?
Yes. Hand drawn and hand inked.
Hand inked, like the old style with the plastic cells.
We tested with plastic cells.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's hard to get a scan.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we do all of the inking on the actual paper. So
okay.
That scans it perfectly.
On paper, got
and
it.
The last step, we color it digitally because we did a bunch of testing when we first started out with pre-production, and the cell painted look.
Yeah.
Versus the digital coloring look with all of the effects and filters we have on, you couldn't tell the difference.
Awesome, that's really cool.
So we went with a quicker way.
And what about the music in the game?
The music is all original compositions by our close childhood friend.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to Chris Madigan. And
those cartoons have a really classic style of music, right?
Yeah, it's a classic old hot jazz big band style. So that's what's in the game. And we hired a big band and everything's
really?
All original.
So you hired a big band to do the music. How big was your team in total?
Our team started off with 3, but we've ballooned up to 17 currently. We might have to expand a bit more.
And where are you located?
It's a scattered team. So we're founded in Canada,
mm-hmm.
but everybody is all over the map in North America. So we have four or five people in the US and the rest are in Canada.
You're coming to Xbox One?
Yes, Xbox One and Windows 10.
And Windows 10.
Yep.
Excellent, cool. And the release date is maybe soon, definitely this year.
The release date is definitely this year.
Definitely this year, that's awesome. So what advice would you give to somebody who's just starting out and who wants to come to a big show like PAX and show off their stuff?
I'm the art director, so the biggest point I can always give is ensure that your graphics and your visual and your theme is polished.
Yeah, okay.
That is the first impression no matter what you do.
That's
and especially
awesome.
In a show like this where you may not be wearing headphones or listening to it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing that's good people are going to pick up
on. You think that unique art style you guys have has really helped you stand out?
Oh, I think that's almost the only thing. It forces people to play our game and then they realize that they love the game. But without that visual style, I don't think people would have come to play.
Well, thank you very much for the interview today and thanks
no
for letting
problem.
Me play it.
Thanks
it was fantastic.
Lot.